The street's called Rachel Vincent Way, and one day will run between Colvin and Sterren along the route of a long abandoned rail line above the level of most of the surrounding property. Over the last decade, 24 homes have been built east from Colvin, and Murano Mark Equity wants to quickly build 34 more, a prospect attacked by some neighbors and longtime opponents of development, saying the plan bypasses city rules, including the new green code. Murano Executive Vice President, Land and Diversification, David DiPaolo, says prices will work up from $300,000 for houses up from 2,000 square feet.
We're limited by the lot size in this project. There's not a diversity of lot size. The lots are very small, and the range of home size is not going to be great. They're not going to be real large. They're not going to be very small.
DiPaolo says they will be easy to sell, and there are lots for 62 beyond the currently planned, which he expects will also sell quickly. Neighbors say their lots and homes are being flooded by water washing off the old rail line, which had a lot of capacity to absorb water because it was covered with trees and vegetation and held many animals, with many now displaced by the construction. The city spent $1 million installing infrastructure between Colvin and Sterren. Council members sent the request to allow the additional development to the full council without recommendation, which means it will be talked about at Tuesday's caucus and potentially full session. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.